have no business criticizing other people's work.
But no, seriously, you do you. But you know, if you can somehow like have a track or two that doesn't have a profanity in it, we will play it.
I mean, you know, even if it's edited or like the dead space be too obvious.
Oh no. Edit, fine.
Edited's
fine.
I mean,
but I like for censorship, I like it when they just like flip the curse word around. You know, koofed.
You guys
you know.
Tish. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I did when I used to be on the radio at Fitchburg. Every time I had a song that I liked that had a cuss word in it, just take it in Audacity and just select that bit in the audio track and just reverse it.
Oh. I was going to say I can demonstrate what I did with profanities here, but that involves, you know, taking us off the air. So I'm not going to.
You guys remember that song Megalomaniac by Incubus?
Yes. There's an F-bomb in the chorus.
Yeah, they censor out their cuss word with spring sound for some reason.
Like doing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember hearing that.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, it was the sound of like one of Brandon Boyd's knit caps falling off.
All right.
He goes through so many of those weekly.
Beach Bono.
Okay.
Beach Bono.
All right.
I like that.
This is a rabbit hole we should not go into.
Right. Let's instead go back to some music.
Yes.
With another Lowell artist. I am wouldn't want to get predictable here.
Well, okay,
if you insist, I'll be predictable.
There you go. Yeah. Go for it.
Here's Valerie's song by The Only Humans from their release, Oh God, or The Unfortunate Lens of Happiness. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. On the Town with Mikey D, and here we go.
Out of hand. Let's forward lights and you're calmer than before. And you said that I could leave if I wanted to, but that doesn't make sense to me anymore. I'd rather run like a dying sun, eager to collapse. I'd rather let the bloodhounds think we're headed straight into their traps, but they won't know where to find us. They won't even know where to look. So Valerie, you can count me in.
When you're in the mood for different food when you want more than the same eight restaurants. We found a way to make everything better at Dinosaur Gravy.
Dinosaur gravy, dino gravy, dinosaur gravy.
91.5 FM WFFO. This is On the Town with Mikey D, and you're back with us. You just heard Ode to Molly by Dave Crespo's After Party. Following prior to that, you just heard some Ghosts of Sailors at Sea with Julia Persig. Strange Changes, their song Dinosaur Gravy. Surrender to the Disco Nights by John Powhida International Airport. Some classic Magnetic Fields with Old Fools. Miss Lindsay by Dirigible Ego. And we opened that block up with Valerie's song by The Only Humans.
So that was a big block.
Oh, yes. Big old block. We paid a big old block to announce that we're gonna throw it over to the studio in a little bit for our band.
Yes.
What are they called again, Phil?
They are called Screw Cart.
And now we're going to listen to them.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, we throw it over to the studio for Screw Cart.
On the Cape, we're here in Medford entertaining you. That's actually, that's a Rico Petroleum screw cart original from when Rico was in the band.
Remember that, Dad? That was a nice time.
Oh, Mr. Petroleum! Wow! Have you figured out how to stream this, Rico? This next one's called Crisis Clinician, based on a friend I work with. Next one's called My Way or the Highway.
We'll be right back. It's my hell. Smell that smell. It's my dirt dead. The damn damnation in the jeans were dead. It's my hell. Smell that smell. It's my dirt soul. The song of adventures and then what I say.
This next song is based on a true story. I don't okay, let me explain it this way. I don't know what the statute of limitations on this sort of thing is, but when I was a kid, let me rephrase this. All right, when I was a kid, a very young kid, I used to hang around with the older kids, and we'd go to the historic graveyard and get hammered and all right, let me put it this way. Hypothetically, in the town that I grew up in, some people were digging around in a historic graveyard in the rain, and they used to find things like at the edges of the vaults, like skulls and rings and cool stuff like that. And one rainy Friday evening around this time of the year, a friend of this kid found about 3 feet down, something that at first he thought was a corpse. It was squishy. The burlap fell aside, and it was a cheese wheel. Not sure who put it there or why, but that's what was there, and we buried it in my friend's basement. Unearthed it once or twice, tried a little bit of it, scraped the mold off. It was a cheese wheel. Reburied it. Eventually, the cellar floor was sealed up. We never saw it again. But it's, like I said, it's just a story, urban legend. Cheese wheel. You go down into the basement, it's dark. This next one is called Second Skin. It's not a literal song. It's up to interpretation. Also, statute of limitations. This next one is called Comes a Monkey, dedicated to the lemurs of hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Rides out of the mist. Prophecy's true. Monkey is coming. coming for you. Bucky Cove. Bucky Cove. Bucky Cove. Bucky
sake. This one this is to commemorate the late great Rocky Erickson.
Or Rocky,
whatever. I mispronounce names.
I walk with a zombie.